Well, I think that authors and books will always be relevant at some level. And we remain relevant by changing the content, changing the type of authors that we bring in, just by keeping content fresh.
What will people be able to see and do at this year's event?
They'll be able to meet authors, and they'll be able to buy books, and they'll be able to buy books that are actually signed by the authors, which is a big draw. In addition to that, we have a children's corner, and which has been very popular over the years. We are also going to be offering information on becoming published.
It's a great time of year to think about buying gifts that are actually autographed by the authors and personalized.
Absolutely, and it's a wonderful opportunity to actually see all of these authors in one place.
One of the great things about this festival is that so many local and regional authors are featured.
Mm-hmm. And we have a number of them that have had connections with the university. There are a few university faculty who are published authors, including Bob Wallace, who writes an awful lot on Moby Dick. Matthew Kish, who is an artist out of Dayton, who did a major event here at NKU recently.
What is it about this region that allows it to produce so many great writers? Southern Ohio, Northern Kentucky, Indiana?
It's a little hard to determine. If you go to Indiana, for example, there was a great literary tradition that goes back into the 19th century. Why did so many authors come out of the Indianapolis area, for example? I think part of it may be the fact that we have three major universities within the metropolitan area, and we certainly have no shortage of experiences and so on that lend themselves very well to the written word.
What's the greatest draw for people who attend every year?
I think it's meeting the authors and meeting new authors, people that perhaps are current reads at that particular time. I think that's the big one.
One of the new features at this year's festival is a series of workshops on writing and getting published. Tell me about that.
Well, that's been something that has been asked for a number of years. Again, you point out that there are a lot of people in this area that are established writers. How do they become established writers? They have to start somewhere. And this provides sort of a little bit of a mentoring experience to help them to find out where to get started.
And the whole publishing industry is changing with the electronic age.
Absolutely. And for example, in the library here, we have well over 36,000 electronic books. We're gradually moving in that direction ourselves. But I think in the long term, that the printed book is going to remain relevant. It may be pushed off into a niche in many ways. Electronic books, particularly electronic book readers, are certainly becoming more popular. But I think that the printed book will be around with us for some time.
You bring me to my next question. Do you think that we'll be talking about books by the banks a decade from now, or will it be e-readers by the river or some other such?
I think we will still be talking about books by the banks, and I think definitely in 10 years. We have some plans to expand the festival. We're talking about moving it outdoors within the next couple of years. I think, if anything, it'll be bigger and better.
You can find out how to get more information about Books by the Banks on our website at wnku.org under local news. Arne Almquist, thank you for your time.
Well, thank you as well.